This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. Okay, folks, one of the craziest signs of the financial demise to come to the United States is when you see the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, holding out, arguing that she wants $3.5 trillion of bailout money in this next bailout package because she wants to make sure that Democrat-run states are bailed out. States like California, New York, Washington, Oregon, New Jersey, and so on. This is because those states, well, many of the states, but all those I mentioned and more, are going bankrupt at a pace that would be just disastrously alarming if anybody was paying attention. These states, like California, their annual budget is $208 billion. And a couple of months ago, Governor Newsom said they were $54 billion short for this fiscal year. The governor of New York has said they're going to, no, I'm sorry, the mayor of New York City, de Blasio, said they're going to have to lay off 22,000 city employees if they don't cover the shortfall. Well, where's that shortfall coverage going to come from? They want a bailout. So Nancy Pelosi is holding up the bailout unemployment money to the masses by telling Trump that you got to bail out the states. But here's the big thing. Why should taxpayers across America who live in states that live within their means, you know, there are a lot of states like that, Kansas, for example, right? Or Indiana. States that live within their means, why should those taxpayers bail out the Democrat states that have these multi-billion dollar pension programs where in California, for example, retired government workers are collecting $200,000 a year in pensions? And the same thing is true in Detroit, which is why Detroit is broke, by the way, because they promised too much pension money. So these states were headed for a pension crisis no matter what happened this year. So they're using COVID-19 and the coronavirus lockdowns as a cover story for explaining why they're short of money and why they need a bailout. This way, if they get a COVID-19 bailout, they can cover all of their grift, all of the extra payouts, the pension payouts, the fraud, the skimming, the corruption, everything that characterizes these Democrat-run states like California. If they can just get trillions of dollars from the taxpayers, i.e. through the Federal Reserve, leaving the taxpayers on the hook for that debt, then they can cover up all their financial crimes and they can continue to have all the payouts to everybody. This is the big scam that is being negotiated right now in the halls of Washington, D.C., and I don't hear anybody in mainstream media talking about this. They're not even imagining that it's happening. No one's talking about this. And Nancy Pelosi's trying to leverage her power as Speaker of the House, because, of course, the House and the Senate have to pass this bailout bill, whatever it is. They're calling it a stimulus bill. Really? Stimulus? No, it's just another bailout. But Nancy Pelosi's leveraging that, holding the whole bill hostage until she gets the trillions of dollars that she wants to bail out the Democrat states. President Trump has already said, because he's wanting to get reelected, he's already said he'll agree to pay people who don't work $600 a week, probably all the way through the election, because, you know, you can't get elected by taking away a free benefit, you know, a handout to people. We're already past that tipping point, you know, where the voters have figured out all they have to do is keep voting themselves bigger and bigger handouts, which, and that by itself is a sign of the end of this republic, by the way. The financial end is imminent. But on top of that, if it's trillions to bail out the bankrupt states, then, my friends, that is the final sign. If that happens, that's the final sign to prepare for an imminent collapse of the dollar, because you cannot print trillions of dollars in a month and continue to do it. Because, look, the states are going to be lacking revenue the next quarter, because the state income sources have been destroyed by the lockdowns. In California, for example, it's mostly state income taxes. But when people aren't working and people's incomes have dramatically plunged, the state doesn't have the revenue. But the state of California wants to keep all of its workers on the payroll because those government workers pay dues into unions, and the unions give campaign finance money to Democrats. It's a giant scam. So if we as a nation, if we bail out California, what we're doing is we're taking taxpayer money and funneling it into corrupt salaries of California bureaucrats who have nothing to do, since nothing's functioning in the state. They're just sitting on their asses, most of them sitting at home collecting massive paychecks. And then the unions are collecting dues on that, and they're using it to fund the campaigns of more Democrats. It's the taxpayers funding Democrat campaigns in California. It's insane. And it's a sign of the end of this civilization. The empire of America is nearly over. Now, what should you do? Let me bring in my sponsor for this podcast first. I'm so fortunate to have a sponsor. They're called Treasure Island Precious Metals and Coins. I sought them out. They are very competitive on their prices, the best deals I've seen online on U.S. Mint, gold, and silver. They're not going to push numismatic coins on you. They're not going to delay shipments for months, claim they have stock when they don't. Check them out at metalswithmike.com. Check their prices, shop around. This company is hard to beat, and they're run by Christians and patriots. metalswithmike.com. And frankly, everybody's getting into metals right now because they see what's happening with the dollar. And you know, I've said this hundreds of times in the podcast. I'm not going to keep repeating it, but you know, gold and silver and land, those are the things that are going to survive the demise of the system. But what a lot of people aren't considering is that as the inflation kicks in, your food prices are going to skyrocket to the stratosphere. And there's been a report out there already showing that, you know, pork prices are up 30%. Many meat prices are up between 20 and 40% compared to 1 year ago. Fruits and vegetables, nuts, you know, common groceries are up anywhere from between 10 and 25% in 1 year. Food inflation is a result of the monetary debasement that's happening. It's not that your food is getting more expensive, it's that your dollar is becoming less valuable. And so the dollar is buying less and less and less. So all the dollars that you have saved in a bank account, I mean, I can't tell you what to do with your personal financial situation, but I've been telling the people that I know, spend the money on things that will hold value. Like if you need to build a house or something to live in for the rest of your life, build it now. Spend the money now because the dollars are losing value in terms of increased food prices. Now, the only thing that's keeping inflation looking less than catastrophic right now is the fact that fuel prices are so low, and fuel prices factor very heavily into government inflation figures. Fuel prices are low because there's obviously plummeting demand for fossil fuels because very few people are commuting or driving, and so fuel's cheap. And so inflation doesn't look that bad in the aggregate. But as soon as people start driving again, if they ever do, then that fuel inflation is going to add on top of the monetary debasement that you're seeing. And food prices are going to go up again because of the added cost of the fuel prices going into the food. You know, food, I've covered this in other podcasts, but cheap food is a direct result of cheap oil. Food production is incredibly oil dependent, not only for the transportation of food after it's harvested, but the farming of food. Think about it. The tractors burn diesel. The fertilizer is made from, you know, petrochemicals often. The pesticides are as well. So what goes into the food? You know, the planting, the cutting, the processing, the harvesting, transportation to and from the industrial food processors and so on. It's very, very fuel intensive. Cheap fuel makes cheap food. Expensive fuel makes expensive food and leads to depopulation. In other words, if you look at the history of the world, in the last 250 years, it was cheap oil that created the real explosion in population at the dawn of the 20th century. And that's when the population really took off because oil was cheap and farming was cheap, making food cheap. Well, all of that is about to change, all that, because farming is crippled now by the fact that everybody's under a lockdown. You don't have the food processing companies working like they used to. This is why meat is going up as well. And then on top of that, you've got monetary debasement. So when you start to see prices rising out there in the grocery stores, that should be a reminder to you that your dollars are losing value. And as the government keeps printing more money, they are, in effect, looting your wallet. They're stealing from you by printing trillions of dollars so that Nancy Pelosi can bail out her corrupt Democrat bureaucrats in California by stealing money from you, or stealing value from you, technically. And this is why people are converting dollars to gold and silver and land. And the reason I'm really hammering this point right now is because we are reaching the end. There's going to be the end of the dollar, the end of this ability to hyperinflate the currency. You know, it's going to go wildly parabolic. They're going to print at some point $1 trillion a week. I mean, under Obama, remember, and he was spending debt like crazy, it was $1 trillion a year. Under the coronavirus lockdowns with Trump and the Fed and the Senate, you know, and the House, it's now $1 trillion a month. That's going to go to $1 trillion a week very soon, because everybody wants to just keep bailing out anyone who lost a job, or bail out every government employee, or bail out every business, and just keep it all functioning as empty, hollow shells, instead of allowing the economy to reconfigure itself and reallocate resources, which is what free markets do very well. Subsidizing businesses and employees that are no longer needed is not an economic recovery. It's economic suicide. You can't just print money and pay people to not work and call it a good economy. You're going to end up in a collapsed economy and a collapsed monetary system. And think about what's going to happen with that: collapse of the pensions, collapse of big pharma, because they're running on mostly government money, right? Collapse of food stamps. Imagine the social chaos that's going to come with that. Collapse of the Western banking systems, not just the central banks, but the, you know, the Chase, the JP Morgan Chase banks and Wells Fargo and everybody else, Citibank, that are all mostly criminal operations anyway. The collapse of Wall Street, the collapse of the capitalization that is totally fake for companies like Tesla, Apple, Netflix, Amazon, Google, Microsoft, on and on. It's all fake. Facebook, you know, the FANG stocks and so on. It's all fake. It's all going to be vaporized in an instant, just like that bomb in Beirut, vaporized buildings. Cause and effect, my friends. In that case, that was chemistry cause and effect. We're about to see economic cause and effect, a global mass destruction of apparent wealth collapsed into destitution for anyone that's left holding dollars. Dollars will be death. So whatever you do, it doesn't matter to me if you get into gold and silver or land or real estate, or maybe you buy ammo and guns and you're going to barter your way to retirement. Guns are a pretty darn good investment right now. Guns might be worth their weight in gold. You know, you might actually get a better return on a Glock than gold coins. I don't know. Just depends on how crazy society gets. But the point is, whoever's left holding dollars is going to be destroyed. So think carefully about this. And, you know, as a disclaimer, check with your financial advisor. Follow their advice or not. They probably have no clue what they're talking about anyway. But I can't tell you what to do in your particular circumstances. You'll have to make your own decision. And there are risks in any decision you make. But there's a massive long-term risk in holding dollars. That's what I'm trying to point out here. And I'm not going to be holding many dollars at all. When it all hits the fan, I'm not going to have hardly any dollars. Everything's going to be converted to something else in my playbook. But that's just me. Do what you want, you know? But stay informed. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, The Health Ranger. Check out my website, naturalnews.com, and hear more of my podcasts at brighteon.com. Thanks for listening.